My name is Bethany Johnson, and I'm one of the authors of the article Smoothies, Bone Broth, and Fitspo, The Historicity of TikTok Postpartum Bounce Back Culture for the Modern Maternity Issue of Medical Humanities. My interest in TikTok came from the early COVID days when most people were in some kind of lockdown. TikTok became a social media sensation when everybody was stuck at home and we needed to feel a sense of connection and community, kind of like new parents. As folks who study the history of health and health communication, Margaret Quinlan, Audrey Curry, and I wanted to explore a particularly barbed time in the life of folks who give birth, the postpartum period. This article is important to me because it gave us the opportunity to take a snapshot of TikTok content targeted at postpartum individuals. The platform offers short, easy-to-follow videos and enables anyone with an account to post and garner a following. In some cases, this allows viewers to avoid the gatekeeping they can experience with institutions, including with health institutions. We found folks posting a lot of advice and information, including diet plans, recipes, workout regimes, before and after content, and what I eat in a day videos. But there was a lot of subtext. Folks, likely unknowingly, demonstrated stereotypes around race, gender, and class with deep histories. What we found most fascinating is that these categories were flexible in their ability to map onto trends, like keto, paleo, or having a snatched waist. Most of the content encouraged folks to pursue fitness as thinness, proving they were quote-unquote good parents who quote-unquote stayed healthy for their new babies. But who decides what is healthy and how? A lot of the advice would be impossible for many people. Buy only organic food, eat 6 times a day, and use your home gym. In some cases, the advice was downright dangerous. We used TikTok to consider what we expect of new parents and how our society relies on personal responsibility rather than community to support people through challenging health experiences. This isn't the modern maternity we want, but we'll keep the dance videos.